It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is a Friday, which means we're at Chickie's in South Philly. The tournament is back. You can watch all the action at Chickie's and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Every Friday at 4:30, there is a there's going to be a new sheriff in town. Well, maybe not every week.
Yeah.
But we basically say who the sheriff at WIP is. We award the belt. There's one Afternoon Show championship belt that somebody at WIP is always holding for a take they had that week, and then someone else has to come along and take the belt away. The current holder of the belt is Joe DeCamera for going after our own Jack Fritz.
Yes.
Now, we hate Joe DeCamera here.
Always.
And we think he's a weaselly little worm, and we think he's going to get crushed by Jack, but at least he had the guts to come after you. Let's award it for this week.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
All right. Does DeCamera hold the belt, or does someone knock him off his perch? He has been knocked off his perch.
Thank God.
Because of this rant right here.
What the hell are you talking about, Dorch? You know what you signed up for? What did you sign up for at the start of the season? This was going to be a rebuild. This was always going to take time. You were going to lose games every night. Dropping to Chicago 7-4. Losing to Toronto 7-2. That was in the cards as we try and get premier talent in this league. And he stands up there and goes, guess what? I got no interest in this. Are you serious? What are you, Doc Rivers? Hey, I won 3 games. I don't get credit for that. When you need 4 to close out a series, it's embarrassing. And quite frankly, I do think it deserves to pretty much fire his ass.
And then he got fired.
See ya.
The current belt holder at WIP is 100 Brody Broads. And he's with us.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. I'm so excited.
You got the belt.
I know. It's ridiculous. I am thrilled. I'm honored. I'm devastated that my Flyers are whatever, you know, words I want to say that I can't. But at least I got something here. So thank you. I appreciate being awarded the belt.
Big win last night by the boys, though.
Yeah, people are not happy. They want the tank. And then Mitch Koff is out here scoring a couple bingos, missing an open net for a Hattie. It was a tough day for Meech.
I tell you what, stop having two of our winner teams tanking at the same time.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, do I have the belt over my shoulder currently, or
yes.
Do I not?
No. You have it over your shoulder.
Okay, I didn't know if you handed it over to me yet, because I have something to say, but I want to wait till it's on my waist.
It's on your person. It's on your person. And I want to tell you, you weren't awarded the belt. You went and you took that belt from that weasel to camera.
That's right.
So I just want to be clear. This is not – you. If somebody at WIP wants the belt, they got to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your – you're going to do a promo now that you got the belt on?
Well, not necessarily, but that's okay. A good way to put it. Now, okay. As the champ, one way I want you to address me now that I'm – Hold on. This is courtesy of Rod and myself.
Okay.
Think of this as my version of Next Question or my version of Ike Juice. Whenever I'm on and you're about to have me on, puck it up. Hey, Broads, puck it up. All right, here we go, baby. Now we just get to talk a little puck. We get to see what happens in between the neutral zone. We get to throw the body around, maybe drop the mitts. But when we talk hockey on this station from this point moving forward, as the champ, I demand that we puck it up.
All right.
Gross. Yeah, this is a mistake.
What do you mean?
Well, because what happened here is Lakin had an idea,
yep.
And you didn't want to tell the boss no, so we're doing Lakin's idea.
Lakin's got to stop with the idea.
I like that because here's the problem. It's not a problem, but here's the thing, all right? When I'm on, Flyers fans tune in. And they want to talk some hockey.
Do you think you're a needle mover?
Hold on. Let's look at the numbers. All right, let's look at the ratings before you run your mouth. Let's look at the numbers.
This is like when the Miz had the belt.
Hold on. Well, he was a damn good champion. Let me continue. He's made his way around WWE.
All right.
Now, listen. I'm just saying, this problem is that when I'm on and people want to go orange and black, I have a main topic. I have opening day to talk about. I have Howie Roseman to say he's Kobe Bryant. So we need a way to separate that. If you want to talk hockey, we'll puck it up after the original comments.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, I like it.
You might
like
only have the belt for a week, like by the way.
First off, think about what you have to do to take down what I just accomplished.
Well, but here's the thing, Broads. And here's what.
I agree with you, Broads. I don't see him losing the belt anytime soon.
Yeah, well, for a little bit, yeah.
So who had the belt first?
It was Hugh.
Hugh had the belt, then the camera.
Yeah.
And I think what those guys didn't understand is you got to do something to keep the belt. So like, you can't just rest on your laurels and be like, I'm the champ. Every day is a new fight, Broads. So if you're walking around chest out, coming up with new little sayings that you want us to implement, you better keep the belt. You better do something to earn it.
You think I'm going to rest? I don't even know what the hell rest is.
I think you drink too much coffee.
Well, that I do. I'm about to look. I'm looking at the Celsius through the little window I'm sitting at here right now.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
WIP belt holder.
That's right. Now, are we going to talk about hockey or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
We did that Wednesday.
For 9 minutes, by the way. That was a 9-minute Flyers in 50.
All right. Enough.
All right.
When are you on the radio again?
6 o'clock.
Oh, right after us.
Yeah. Come on, man.
All right. Okay.
Hashtag first don't work on Fridays.
There it is.
All right. See you, fellas.
All right, Broads.
All right, Broads.
He comes in here with demands, with Lakin demands.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Him and Elliot, by the way.
What, Elliot?
Well, they changed since they've got their little awards that we gave.
Oh, yes. Well, Elliot, the smugness of Elliot.
But I've gotten a number of people that enjoy the whole Broads, Flyers and 50 sort of thing.
Well,
enjoy it.
Oh, no, it's a great segment.
I love Flyers in 50, but it 50, not, you know, 9 minutes is 540 seconds. What are we doing here?
That was quick math.
Yeah. Well, you know me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Broads. If you're another WIP employee, you got to do something to knock them off. And, Broads, don't rest on your laurels.
Yeah.
Because I come to work every day trying to get that belt. I can't believe we came up with it. None of us have gotten the friggin' belt so far.
Nope.
I thought Fritz had it, no?
No. No. Yeah. The camera got it because he took a shot at me.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true, like Ike, an artisan and a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more after yesterday's Phillies game? Better, worse, or the same? 66.7% the same. 25% smart people feeling better about those 19 good strikeouts. And 8.3% worse. 215-592-9494. Kayla in Muncie. You're on WIP. What's up, Kayla?
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that it was a good game yesterday.
Yes, it was.
My huge favorite one is with Bryce Harper because he's my all-time favorite and how he got the home run.
He's great.
He is great. He's the greatest. Who would be your second favorite?
JT.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
What do you think of Buzz as a producer? The guy that answered the phone when you first called.
He was actually nice.
Yeah, maybe a little too nice.
Yeah. What do you have going on this weekend, Kayla?
Nothing. Getting ready to watch the Phils.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tomorrow,
there you go.
By the way, 4 o'clock tomorrow. Get ready for more shadows.
Oh no!
Hey, take the under the first five.
Well, by the way, maybe that was the problem with the Met series last year. Wasn't every game at like 5 o'clock?
Yes, remember I said that Saturday.
The Saturday game.
You weren't as pro shadows in the Met series as you were after the 19 strikeout opening day performance.
It was a good 19 strikeout.
That's a great point. Yeah, I didn't hear this about the shadows back in October.
Yeah. It was a lot more like, oh, babies, wake up, grow up.
Well, what do they have? 4 months of shadows?
Listen. So did Bunk's Donnie Phil.
Hey,
Kayla.
I did not drop Kayla.
Yeah, I think Buzz felt the seat warming up. There.
Didn't touch anything.
All right.
We got cameras now to prove it.
No. You're not getting on the camera during our show, buddy.
Yeah,
Justin, make sure it doesn't go back to Buzz.
No one needs to see that, Buzz. Yeah. The widow's peak.
Eddie Munster.
Yep. It's probably getting hot under Buzz's seat.
Yep.
And it's getting warmer outside, which means your pets are going to be outside more, which means Dogs and Cats Rule is your next stop. It's got to be your next stop. You know, when your dog's outside more, you should be doing flea and tick prevention all the time, but they can talk to you about natural flea and tick prevention. You might be saying, well, I'm going to need somebody to explain that to me. Well, the good news is at Dogs and Cats Rule, the lead dog, George Parenti, makes sure every one of the 7 locations has a great staff to help you out with all that. Because you know, you don't have the answers for pet nutrition. They do. You don't have the answers for supplements. They do. They have every product you're going to need. As I mentioned, pet nutrition, all top-of-the-line stuff. The kibble, you know, Rebel and Scout, you get kibble, but fresh diet, if you're interested in raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, any of that, they have the answers on that. They have every toy you could ever need. Leashes, collars, whatever you need, Dogs and Cats Rule, and the staff to get you to the right answer. 7 locations, as I mentioned. There's 2 in New Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. There's 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
That was a great read.
Was it really?
Yeah, you did a great job with
it. Oh, you're just telling me I did a good job? You're not being sarcastic?
It's a positive vibes only Friday.
There you go. 215-592-9494 on a positive vibes only Friday. Also an overreaction Friday. Wait, I screwed that up. Richie in Queens, you're on WIP. What's up, Richie?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Richie?
What's up, Richie?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while. I talked to you last year when we were talking about maybe the Phillies winning 100 games.
Yep, and, didn't happen.
Nobody won 100 games.
Nope.
Yeah, you know, I jumped on. The producer said something about favorite pop stars. Is that something that you guys were touching on?
Yeah, we'll do that at the end. What do you got on the Phils first? We'll do the pop stars thing.
Well, yeah, as far as the Phils go, I picked them to win East. Look, I live, you know, I'm in Queens, but I am not a Met fan. I'm a San Francisco Giant fan, so I have my own problems.
Yeah,
but,
you do.
Yeah, I think, although they might be a little bit of a surprise, the 3 wild card does mean a lot. Really gives you incentive to maybe get to August 15th or something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay, you know. But the Phillies, to me, they underachieved last year. I thought they would beat the Mets, and I think they're going to be a solid team. So, like I said, I think they got a good chance to win the division again. I think Stott's going to drop back. Come back this year. I thought he was going to be a really, really good player. I think they caught up with him last year, but I think he's a key for you guys. And obviously, Baum at third. So, yeah, I think it's going to be another year where you know you're going to be vying for the division title. And
you said you guys. Who are you a fan of?
He's a Giants fan.
So, Richie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this.
Yeah, this is a puzzling one.
You live in Queens, New York.
Yep.
But you're a Giants fan.
Well, the Giants didn't leave New York.
That's not the part that I'm confused about. Yeah. I'm confused as to what attracts you to us.
Yes, that's
this
the
show,
question.
This fan base, this sports talk. We're not talking about the Giants.
Or the Mets.
Or the Mets.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Yeah, well, what is your connection?
I'm just sort of
Can I answer you guys?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, number one, I'm in PA now. Okay. So Richie from Queens, I've been using that on the phone from WFAN for like 37 years.
What did you think about the job their former program director did at WFAN? Do you think he did a good job?
No, I think that they've had so many that I kind of lost track. But yeah, they did. Yeah.
Well, I was living too.
And okay. You guys, I listen to you guys, and I, and some people say WFAN's number one. Depends on who you are.
They're not.
San Francisco radio also. So
yeah, okay, Rich.
Okay. Interesting.
And just so we're clear,
it just piqued my interest. That's all.
And just so we're clear, okay. WFAN is in the biggest market, but we are the biggest station.
Well, when you left here, you called it the Mecca.
Well, it was the city's the Mecca.
Yeah. Well, here's why I'm a San Francisco Giants fan.
No, I know.
Yeah, Richie, what Jack is doing is he's making fun of me because I was the second program director of WFAN.
And he ran it into the ground, Richie.
I did not.
And he got fired. And the only reason he has a job is because of his dad, and he stabbed me in the back. Richie, what do you think about Jung Ho Lee? Are you a fan?
I am. I like to see him get healthy and stay healthy. Somebody called me and asked why we batting third and Wade batting first. I mean, look at your guy.
Well, Lamont Wade's an on-base machine. Well,
what are we doing? What are we doing?
He thought Richie didn't know.
No.
He thought you stumped him.
Yeah. I'm a fantasy baseball head, so I need to know how Jung Ho Lee is going to be.
All right, Richie.
Go ahead.
What's your go-to pop star? Who's your go-to pop star?
Well, you guys are going to make fun of me, but I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're probably going to say who? Judy Garland.
Judy Garland was a pop star?
We know who Judy Garland is.
Wizard of Oz?
We're talking about pop stars, we're talking about a girl who was obviously in The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
She made phenomenal movies. She was a dancer. She was a singer. She was a talented actress who was up for Academy Awards. And these are all things that you guys, the younger generation, sometimes forgets because all my nieces and nephews are in their 30s, and they don't believe anything happened before 1980.
Well, that's Jack.
And that is a fact. And that's why you're not the program director anymore, because you never took my calls over there either. So, but basically, but, you know, Sinatra was my guy. I like Taylor Swift. I love Streisand.
There you go.
It's not like I'm set, you know, to 1940. Yeah. But a pop star is somebody that, you know, unfortunately it wasn't the internet back in the 40s, so it was tough to see it.
But people, go
on YouTube one time and go into Judy Garland's career, and maybe you guys will tell me, hey, you know, that Richie from Queens knew what the hell he was talking about.
There you go, Richie.
I'm just talking to you guys, man.
All right, thank you, Richie.
Don't be a stranger, brother.
Just so we're clear.
I enjoy Richie.
Yeah, I enjoyed Richie. Just so we're clear, I never told any WFAN host not to take anyone's call.
That's not what I heard.
It's not?
No, I'm just kidding. I love that call.
Yeah, that was great.
I love when older people have an edge.
Yeah.
So if you guys get older, sometimes you lose your edge.
He had more of an edge.
No, he's locked in on Giants baseball.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Jackson in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Jackson?
What's up, brother?
hey, the shadow thing. How come we're not making bigger of a deal about that? Like, he's just blaming the shadows publicly instead of Mackenzie Gore just, like, dealing strikes yesterday? I mean, the guy's great.
It was both.
Okay, but, I mean, saying that publicly, and that's not embarrassing to a Philadelphia Phillies fan, I just find that pathetic.
Well, yeah, wow.
Well, let me ask you something, Jackson. When the Eagles lost the Super Bowl in 2023, did you mention the field?
Never. Okay. They lost on Jalen Hurts' fumble. So we're going to go okay. backwards.
All right, hold on. Now we're heating up.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
Now you're starting to make more sense.
Let me ask you about the dagger. Jackson.
You want to change the subject all you want, Spike. Go for
no,
it,
I'm not
bro,
changing the subject. You're not missing.
You can't ignore the fact that is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to who?
To us, the
why?
Fans.
You're sitting there watching the game. You're sitting there watching the game.
Yankees
no one said Mackenzie Gore, Jackson,
yesterday.
Jackson, loudmouth. No one said that Mackenzie Gore did not pitch well. He obviously pitched well. But if the guys couldn't see and they said they had trouble seeing with the shadows, do you want them to lie? No one said that Mackenzie Gore didn't pitch well. He obviously pitched well. But the shadows was something they had trouble with last year. Like, they didn't. It's true. They won the game. They said they had trouble with the shadows. Occasionally, an outfielder will lose a ball in the sun. They'll say they lose the ball in the sun. Occasionally, the wind will take a field goal. They'll say the wind pushed it. What, like, they're not. They didn't lose the World Series and everyone go, it was the shadows. It was game one of the season. Somebody asked him about it, and they said the shadows bothered him. What are you embarrassed for? Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. The guy had a sharp tongue.
It's not a representation of Philly tough.
Okay. So they should punch the shadows.
Well, no. I'm just saying a guy like, what was his name?
Mackenzie Gore?
No. That caller.
Oh, Jackson.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Jackson. Yeah. A guy like Jackson prides itself on not making excuses.
The town of Rocky.
Yeah. And then when you hear Alec Bohm, Mr. Sensitive, coming out, and he was the main one talking about shadows yesterday.
Well, Zach Wheeler talked about it.
Yeah, well, he's pitching, though. We're not worried about Zach Wheeler. He's not hitting.
The advantage of it is he wanted to rush back out there and throw as many as he could.
I'm just saying, that guy is a tough Philadelphia fan who doesn't want to hear excuses.
Again, sometimes not an excuse, it's an explanation.
Look,
it's a thin line between excuse and explanation.
It is.
Very thin line.
But when you have a productive strikeout 19 times, sometimes you got to factor that in.
Well, but what I would say is that in this game, when the shadows went away, they scored 7 runs. They scored 7 runs from the 7th inning through the 10th inning.
Or it could have just been the Nationals' bullpen. Isn't that great shadow?
It could have been that, too.
Shadow or no shadow.
It could have been that, too.
Would you say their bullpen is cooked?
Yeah. Okay. If it wasn't the first game of the season, I would say that.
It's like it or not, we want them to take pitches. We didn't want them to chase. They didn't chase.
Yeah.
They got beat for the first 6 innings by a pitcher who was really on his game, who has had success against the team before. But they didn't chase. They took pitches. They got the guy to throw enough pitches to get out of there after the 6th inning, and then they put 7 runs on the Nationals, and they won the game. Like,
well, I don't remember every pitch, but it's hard for me to believe they didn't chase at all yesterday.
I remember 3 instances of chasing.
Okay,
but what I can say is when the Phillies are chasing like I know them to chase, it is a feeling you have all game long. Like
well, for 6 innings, you think people weren't feeling that way? Now, you may not have been
feeling
that way.
I was not feeling it.
But what do you think the other fans were feeling?
I was not feeling it.
You weren't feeling that the fans were feeling it? Or
No. I personally
wasn't
feeling it.
Sure.
They were feeling it, but they were probably wrong.
What were you feeling?
They were productive strikeouts.
I'm gonna stab him with a spoon.
I can tell. It was frustrating, but I also
say something.
But I knew the shadows were gonna be effective. And you got to factor in 4 o'clock at National Stadium. There's also the glare in center field, from what I heard from an ex-MLB player.
What?
Oh, that must have been what's
Franson.
His face? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
My good buddy. Was he telling you that the shadows, it was tough for them to see down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he talked to a current Philly that said there's also the glare in center field that you have to factor in.
And who is that now?
Don't worry about
it. I got to figure out who is Bryce. It's got to be Bryce.
It's not Bryce.
Okay. It was boys, Bryce. He played with Bryce.
He played with Bryce. Yeah. I'm trying to give you guys inside info. I'm trying to win Philly's Insider of the Year. The shadows were.
Well, you should win it.
Listen, 2 lineups, Jesus Lizardo, second game of the year.
Yeah.
There's also a glare in center field. I'm only getting the big scoops.
I just know that the thing I wanted to see, of course I would want to see them get on base more than that. Of course I would rather see more than one base runner over the first six innings, or
sure.
two base runners. But I did I did see them patient.
They weren't flailing.
They were not.
Even Castellanos, now he worked the walk and he looked mad because I don't think he loves walking. But like, yeah.
Well, he looks mad all the time.
He does.
Which I can appreciate.
So he's got a little football player.
Yeah.
Give it a week.
Got a little prick to him.
Yeah.
Give it a couple weeks. Yeah. Give it a month.
Give it a year.
Give it a year.
Who cares?
Eagles
won the Super Bowl.
Yep. Everything's fine.
That guy, furious.
He was upset. Phillies,
yeah. Furious. All right, Jack. What do we have coming up in the top five at five?
You know, it was a great week on the show for new drops.
Oh.
I'm trying to find out which one we need to add to the drop board.
So we're going through the five for the week.
Yeah.
Oh, Ike's not happy.
Well, I think you might have had one or two in
there.
I'm sure I did. Yeah.
I'm sure I did.
His were a little older. But
the real key is, did you add yours?
Nah, never.
Yeah, no. That's why I need a drop board. All right, 215-592-9494. We want an overreaction from yesterday's Phillies game. Do you feel better or do you feel worse? I'm throwing it out. Better or worse after yesterday's game. 215-592-9494. As well, next question today. It's Lady Gaga's birthday. Give us your go-to pop star. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.